Here we go, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the Leader Podcast. Who has something in their cup? Is it me? Is it Nick? I feel like that was a dead giveaway.
Clues.
Leave it in the comments.
Tell the people how they get their name in this, thing.
Here's how you get your name in the incredible Leader Roulette.
So incredible.
If you are one of our early adopters, if you are SVP'd in the GroupMe, either yes or no.
Correct.
By the time of filming, then your name ends up in this thing. So, I mean, like, this is an incentive. Like, you guys are getting a 50-day incredible devotional, life-changing devotional.
Life-changing.
Just for an RSVP. Mm. Like, you can't ask for much more.
No.
Anyway, so.
All you got to do is click. And listen, all the dates are now in GroupMe.
Yeah.
So
just go
plug through all those.
Yeah, the schedule's in there. You can see all
let
six
know,
that are currently
let us
five.
Know. Subscribe to the calendar.
Yeah.
Like, so that they pop up on your calendar and
you know,
all this stuff.
Absolutely.
But without any further ado, the winner of the 50-day devotional and a fantastic shout out from Ben, which is going to test your knowledge of this person, goes to none other than the one,
the only. Tim Smith. I have a
Were you nervous? Like, I hope I know this person.
No. I have a huge shout out for Tim because if you don't know, so we had our FSO kickoff cookout. I almost said
cookoff kickout,
which it's not that.
Which we need to put the fire extinguisher back.
Yeah. At the kickoff cookout, Tim was, you know, doing an incredible job, you know, grilling, you know, doing what, you know, real men do, grill out. And a grease fire started.
Yeah.
Right. And just like the, like his willingness just to kind of sit through there, like manage that problem while still cooking for everybody else.
Yep.
Like props to that. Also props to Tim on just the willingness to, you know, sacrifice his Sunday nights for FSO.
Heck yeah.
Huge win. And then just everything that he's doing for camp.
Tim.
Too. Yeah.
Oh, camp.
Oh my goodness.
Camp Tim
yeah.
is, he's a workhorse.
Different.
Yeah.
Built different. So,
and You might not know this, but if it weren't for Tim, we wouldn't have donuts every single Sunday morning.
That's right.
Or every second and fourth or
every
whatever
second.
It is. And he's also the chairman of the deacons.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah. So shout out to Tim's inability to say no is really what this comes down to. Thank you, Tim, for not saying no to the student ministry. We greatly appreciate it.
Didn't you just give a message about how you're supposed to say no?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah. Don't listen, Tim. We need you here. Do not listen to Nick.
Let's talk about community found in groups.
Okay.
So this is our fourth and final. Again, RIP Kaylee. She died earlier today. Hopefully not.
Wow, that was
she went home
great.
Sick. She that went home be, sick.
I really hope that doesn't.
Part-time Ben, part-time Kaylee. So
yeah.
Anyway, but we're talking about community found in groups, and we mentioned in like the first or second episode of this little series that the best way, or at least the most formalized way under like the Cross Creek sanctioned umbrella, which is like a really long way of saying like connect groups that are considered connect groups and not like rogue groups, is to be a part of a connect group that meets, and all but one of our connect groups meet on Sunday morning.
Yeah, mine being the exception.
And so in you guys serving, unless you're a Wednesday only person serving,
yeah,
handful of you are in that boat, but the majority of our leaders are Sunday morning leaders.
Mm-hmm.
It requires you to forego that, right?
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I remember interviewing one of our leaders who's like been serving with us for a couple of years now. And I was like, now if you become a weekly leader, like you're not gonna be able to go to your connect group. And he's like, that's okay. So like, I think some of you are like, okay with that. You're like, we do stuff outside. And some groups do that.
Yeah.
I said do.
I was about to say you said do.
But for some of you, you're like, going to church is more than just sitting through a message.
Yeah.
Consuming it for yourself and then turning around and leading a discussion for a handful of students, like there should be a familial aspect to
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And so where is that for you?
Mm-hmm.
You can do it during our leader lunches like we've talked about. Mm-hmm. You can maybe find it through some other like avenues or other like places. But in all actuality, like I'll just say, like we understand that it create there is a conflict of interest between these two things. You know, like I've talked to some of you during like your leader debriefs and you're like, I love serving, but I might take a year off to get back in Connect community. Group. Yeah. I miss going to Connect Group. And like, I hear you. And that is, I'll be sad if any of you choose that, but I hear you. And that's a very valid concern. So leads me to a very like grassroots. And I'll just say this, right? Like, this is the first church, I've been in youth ministry 15 years. This is the first church I've ever worked in where my wife and I have not been a part of like a small group or a connect group of sorts.
Yeah.
And the main reason is because I have to work when connect groups are being offered. Like, it's really the only way,
around it. Yeah.
Plus my wife's in a women's connect group. So that also squeezes
it'd be kind of weird if you like pulled up to in. That, you know?
Yeah. So like, what do we do? Right.
Yeah.
And so like, if this is something that you're feeling, like I'll just say at this point in time, reach out.
Yeah.
Let us know. Like, please do. That connect group thing, like, what do you have in mind? And I'll tell you, I don't know, but, I need to see if there's interest.
Yeah.
Right. I need to see if this is a pain point that exists beyond just me. Maybe this is just a me problem. Right?
I don't know. I don't think so at all. No.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe it is.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't think it is, but like maybe it is just like a me problem. And if no one reaches out, I'm like, all right, then that's all I need to know sort of thing.
Yeah. But I mean, like you, if like for real, if this is something that, you know, you've either been struggling with or you need, like reach out. I do know that like it's happened before. Like we have established a connect group that does not meet on Sundays. And while that,
there's precedence for it.
Yeah, there is precedence. I don't think they're going to be like throwing them out willy nilly, but people are willing to make an exception, obviously, because, you know, sometimes Sunday morning just doesn't work for everybody, but everybody deserves community, especially at church. So I would say there's definitely a world where we can meet that need. It's just someone needs to get the ball rolling.
Let's do this. Let's actually, when you post this, put like a Google form or something.
Oh yeah.
It's like, hey,
that would be
like,
good.
And we'll put some, like, we'll put like a scale, like I'm interested, like, and maybe like put some options of like times that might work, like Sunday night, Monday night, like offer some, you know,
I might
mean?
Just send it to the group me.
We'll link it down below in the description too. Yeah. So if you're watching this or if you're in podcast catcher, hit that link.
Hit that link.
And the week it posts, we'll drop it. We'll drop it in the group me too. We're just gathering interest at this point. So there's nothing like imminent. You know what I mean?
No, but, for sure.
So it exists. And like I said a couple episodes ago, like Craig offered an idea around this, which is what is giving me a little bit of like,
you know, giving you like the,
well, just a pop of like, okay, like it, he recognized, because he said, you know, One of the solutions, this is an idea, for like kids ministry, was like maybe a connect group doesn't meet and they go like serve in kids ministry the first week of the month or something.
Yeah.
But he acknowledged like that doesn't work that well in student ministry, an idea like that. Why? Because the regular relationship over time with the teenagers is valuable.
Absolutely.
And so to just have a bunch of people plopping in here, leading connect groups, leading discussions,
you're going to have disjointed.
It's very different for sixth grade through 12th graders than it is for, you know, leading a second grade Sunday school class over in kids ministry. So like he acknowledges the inherent and unique issue that student ministry itself presents with our Sunday morning connect groups for adults meeting. And the fact that like, there's just a lot of demand in that moment for those times.
Yeah.
And it might help down the road if we are able to establish a group or two kind of out of this little bubble of connect or podcast here that will solve some of the problems of people who are like new recruits.
Yeah, I was going
to
say
that's one of the number one things we have is like, well, that's when I go to connect group.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm not going to try and shame someone out of connect group serve. Like, hey, if connect group's your thing, like by all means, like, you should stay there. So anyway, so that's that. That's my offer. So if you're interested, reach out, let me know, fill out the thing below.
We'll make it work.
Me. Story time.
Okay. So this story comes from Cody. Cody was talking to a couple of the students, a couple of girls, and they asked him what this word meant. So I'm going to ask Nick what he thinks. I'm going to use it in a phrase, so that if, in case that gives you any like context clues.
But use the word and then use it in a sentence.
Okay.
Tell me the word so that I'm listening for it in context.
Clocked.
Okay.
Okay. And this is not like I just clocked you. Or
I was like, I know that
it's
one.
Not like you're clocking in or out either. Okay. So I'll just go ahead and like give you that. Okay. So if like I walked up to you and said, "You bro, you really clocked that." What does that mean?
I would say you really like are just so... I would say you just really like you nailed it in such a way that proves that you are just like on top of all the trends and all the popular things, because like a clock, you're like up to date and up to time. That's what I would say.
I would say I think that's about right. What you said at the start about you nailed it is actually, I think, the more precise definition. What you added about like being up to date, I don't know if that's really part of it.
Oh,
but like you're right. Is saying like you clocked that is like another way of like saying like you nailed it, you did a good job. Like
all
right,
so
that.
Listen, so when you're like in your connect group this week, when someone reads like one of those old biblical like towns and like you don't even know how it's pronounced, they say it, just be like, "Wow, nice work, you clocked that."
Yeah, do it. I mean, honestly, there's nothing that like lives, like, you know, livens pours up life into like a student connector than no like doubt. Saying like 6-7 or something.
There's a whiteboard right now. Did you see that?
The one that has like 6-7 all over it. Oh my gosh.
It's crazy.
It's brain rot.
Do you think by now 6-7 is still like...
Yes. I think it's one of those things like, you know how like with Fortnite like got big and then it got bigger?
Yeah.
You know, like it was big and it was like, oh, that's fun. And then it got huge.
Is 6-7 still like about LaMelo Ball, or is it...
No, I think the definition of 6-7 now, it's like, it's literally meaningless. Like it doesn't mean anything.
I know. Like, because at dad camp last week, as date of recording, like all a bunch of kids were saying that and Hudson's like, "What's it mean?" I was like... Like, I know what it is, but, like, I didn't know how to tell him what it meant.
I think it's just supposed
to be... Tell them what it means, because they might be like, freaking, what is 6-7?
Like, the general, like, it started from this random rap song where the guy's like, 6-7. Like, he says it like that in the rap song. I wasn't just doing that. And then somebody made an edit of basketball player...
Like a remix.
Ball. Yeah. Because some guy was talking
about...
Was
that the edit? Was that the thing that went viral about
it? That is what went viral. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Not like a long time ago, but like, you mean like how 6-7 originally got
yeah
revival?
Yeah, like around is about LaMelo.
It was about LaMelo because
the
commentator
remix of
said,
the thing.
Yeah, the commentator said he's 6-7 but he moves like he's 6-2. Yeah. Or like he moves like he's 6-2 but he's really, and then it cut he's to 6-7. The remix and it was like 6-7.
Yeah.
And then so
but and then you do this thing.
Yeah, I don't know where this came from. Oh wait, no, there's some random streamer that like picked up on the 6-7 thing early. Like he was an early adopter, like our RSVP peers.
Like Jennifer Gross.
Sarah Walker. Yeah. Anyway, so that's where it kind of came from. Now it's just anytime you say like, it's going to take like 6-7 minutes, a kid is going to be like, 6-7? Like, yeah. It's so stupid. It's like Ohio.
Yeah, that's dead though.
It's kind of dead.
Yeah.
Or if you like said skibbity.
That's gone.
6-7's the new skibbity, I would say.
But that it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't
just like
mean
anything. Skibbity
any.
Didn't mean anything. Yeah, it just is a word that they like hook onto and just keep saying it.
There's no attributable meaning.
If you're saying that's good, you wouldn't be like, that's 6-7. Like, that's not how you use it.
It's more distracting than anything. It's just like you say it in class and then the entire class is like, said 6-7.
Because
the
they're next
it.
To each other, right? You're like 6 or 7 or like 6/7 and you just say 6-7. Like, all of a sudden it's like, gone. You're cooked. You clocked.
Focus
that.
Is gone. So don't say it.
The last 5 minutes is dedicated to the brain rot of the internet. So
there you go.
Thank you
I
guys
you
for being
that.
Here. If you're still with us, shout out to you. Comment down below if you made it all the way through the episode.
Yeah, for real.
Until next time, we're gonna crash land this thing. Bye, everyone.